This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I finally saw the Star Wars movie. It was very, very difficult because all you guys had seen it last week or the week before, and we're talking about it on social media, and I saw it, and I got to tell you, it was okay. I mean, you know, it's very, very hard to make sequels and prequels and all this other stuff when the three first Star Wars movies were so damn good that you kind of walk in with an attitude. Now, I think the girl's name was Jen or something like that. Jade, I don't know. I thought she did very good. I thought the acting was all excellent. But then I think they made some of the older characters with computer imagery, so we were watching some cartoons in it. And Darth Vader just seemed too athletic. Okay, remember, Darth Vader used to walk very slow. Right? You know, and he was very direct with his movements. And now it looks like he's just kind of walking onto the plate, you know, walking up to the plate to bat. So I thought that was a little bit odd. And I understand these Star Wars movies are not supposed to be for my age. They're supposed to be for the new age who didn't get to grow up with Star Wars like we did. I get that. But it just could have been so much better. I still haven't seen Sausage Party. That's definitely high on my list. I'm looking forward to that. But when you see Star Wars, it definitely is a different feel. They tried to have some comedy in there. They did build up the characters. But it's a very different type of Star Wars movie, and I don't know if it was the best idea. It works, and because it's Star Wars, it sells, but I don't know. You kind of had a good thing going there for a while. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we lost Debbie Reynolds this week, who was the mother of Carrie Fisher, who died the day before. Debbie Reynolds, very well known for the unsinkable Molly Brown, for Singing in the Rain. She played Grace's mom on Will and Grace. And Debbie Reynolds was just, I mean, she would just light up the screen, light up the television. She was a phenomenal actress. Not to mention her daughter, I thought Carrie Fisher was, I guess Carrie Fisher beat out like Jodie Foster and other women for Princess Leia. And Carrie Fisher was only 19 years old when she got the role. And I think she was excellent. I couldn't imagine the role played by anybody else. Excuse me. So unfortunately, now her mom, who's 84 years old, I apologize, I have a cough. who's 84 years old, is at her son's house planning the funeral for Carrie Fisher, and all of a sudden the paramedics had to be called. Apparently Debbie Reynolds suffered from a possible stroke. From what we find out, she died a few hours later at the hospital. Now, what everybody's been discussing is broken heart syndrome. Is the death of Debbie Reynolds a result of the death of her daughter? And is that an example of broken heart syndrome? So let me quickly talk about broken heart syndrome. Broken heart syndrome, even though we think it affects the heart, it can also affect the brain. Broken heart syndrome is rather than you getting a heart attack by a clogged artery, you start to go through something that looks like heart failure. And this heart failure, known as Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, manifests in an enlarging apical part of the heart that we think is caused by all these stress hormones, cortisone, adrenaline, epinephrine, that surge when you're stressed. Well, when you have the heart muscles start to weaken, it can't conduct the electricity well. And unfortunately, these people can go into heart failure. Sometimes a heart attack could also put you at risk. If somebody is cardiac vulnerable, this broken heart syndrome could happen to them even more. You can still get the same symptoms. You can still get chest pain, shortness of breath, blood pressure changes. But many times you will see this cardiomyopathy where the heart enlarges and the heart is weak. So people who die from broken heart syndrome die from heart failure or cardiogenic shock when the heart cannot pump enough blood to the body. So it is different. Heart attack is where you have a clogged artery, prevents blood flow from getting to the heart, or you make a clot and that prevents blood flow from going to the heart. With broken heart syndrome, we treat it a different way. If there was a clot involved, yes, we would address the clot. But if there's no clot involved, then what we do is we treat them very similar to heart failure patients. Diuretics to help decrease the fluid, ACE inhibitors, beta blockers. Now, what happened with Debbie Reynolds was what we were called a stroke. Now, this stroke could be a part of broken heart syndrome, because it's basically an attack on the brain as opposed to an attack on the heart. Plus, if her heart, because the muscle was weak, did not conduct a rhythm properly, like, let's say, atrial fibrillation, what's a major complication of atrial fibrillation? Major complication is you get blood clots. And then these blood clots can go anywhere and go up to the brain. So absolutely they can be prevented, or they can be related. So how do we prevent broken heart syndrome? Well, you got to cut the stress. Now, that's hard. How do you cut the stress from losing your daughter? And having to plan a funeral. How do you deal with that stress? It's difficult. All right. But avoiding alcohol, avoiding tobacco, avoiding poor daily diet habits, those are our biggies. And you got to make sure you have a support system. You know, in the Jewish religion, we have something called Shiva, where you sit Shiva for 7 days. And you don't cook or you don't clean. You cover up the mirrors. All you do is worry about, you know, your grieving and the passage of your loved one and how to heal from the loss of your passage. And so for 7 days, friends and family come to keep you company, and they never leave you alone. And that's so smart, because in the first week of a death of a loved one is the most dangerous. Now, what we don't want people to do is do so much distraction where the person can't go through a grieving process. That happened with me. I was so busy managing the finances and the dealings of my father's death. He didn't have any finances, so I had to pay for it all and figure out, you know, how to ship the body and all that, that I was so busy that I really didn't grieve until a year later. Then I started to cry about it. You want the grieving process to happen. All right, and we've talked about the grieving process before. Many times you're in denial. You're like, no, it didn't happen. No, she's still alive. Let me check her pulse. Anger sets in, a lot of despair. So you want to look at the grieving process and allow that to happen. But guilt is one of the biggest things, because we feel guilty. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. income, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I had surgery on Monday, a couple days back, and I'm doing pretty good. I'm starting to get my voice back from the trach tube. It's really hard to sneeze and cough because I had a ventral hernia repair, so the muscle had to be all sewed together, and it was kind of a few-hour surgery. My doctor was awesome, Dr. Craig Iwamoto, excellent surgeon. So I haven't really needed pain pills. It's really uncomfortable, and you can't take a big, deep breath. So if I have to sneeze or cough, then it starts to hurt. I have not pooped yet, so I'm really worried about that because it's been 3 days. But I'll tell you more about that later. It's been very nice to get all the warm wishes. Lindsay is actually having carpal tunnel surgery, and she wrote this. I'm having a carpal tunnel syndrome surgery, and they're making me get completely undressed. Why are we naked when we are having surgery not related to our genitalia? How am I supposed to get dressed when my hands are all bandaged up? So she asks, when are you allowed to wear clothes during surgery? Even outpatient surgery, they're going to make you undress. Sometimes you are allowed to stay in your underwear. That would really depend on the surgeon or the anesthesiologist if they're comfortable with that. But usually all clothes come off because they're not sterile. You know, and let's say the surgery goes longer and they need to put a Foley catheter in you, a male or female, so that you don't urinate throughout the place. They need easy access to that body part. Okay? And they do. They'll use iodine and sterilize the body part before they put in the Foley catheter. So many times, yes, you do have to be naked. Some of my surgeries, I asked if I could still wear my underwear, and they did. For the last one, unfortunately, I had no idea if I was going to get a Foley or not, and I didn't want to argue with them. And there was a robot there, and I was like, you know what? Let the robot see what he's got to see. But it's very frustrating. But the main thing is in case they need to undress you for another reason, they have you undressed. Same thing with your jewelry. You have to take your jewelry off in case your fingers start to swell. You don't want your ring cut off. In fact, I still didn't put my wedding ring back on. I better go find it. That robot was so sexy that I think I probably lost it on purpose. So I got to find my wedding ring. So you could ask the surgeon, say, look, you know, if you're working on the wrist, can I at least keep my underwear on? Bras will be off. And guys, your chest, there can't be anything on the chest because that's where they have to put the probes to monitor your heart. So you will be topless, even though you are going to be covered in a drape or a gown. It's not fun. Surgery is so not fun. It's really hard. You know, you don't want people seeing you naked. You want some privacy. And then there's half a dozen people in the room. It's frustrating. Luckily, in the medical profession, you know, they're all professionals. They know. But it still doesn't make us feel better that we have to be naked. Good question, and good luck with your carpal tunnel surgery, sweetie. But yeah, ask your surgeon if he's okay with you wearing some underwear. And if he's not, you got to do what he says because he's a surgeon. It's kind of the way it is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I live in Nevada. Love the state of Nevada. And Nevada's back in the news. Apparently, the Nevada state website has accidentally leaked thousands of medical marijuana dispensary applications. Now, what the heck happened here? Let me close this pop-up ad. Let me close this ad. Stop seeing this ad. There we go. They say Nevada's medical marijuana application system leaked the personal information of nearly 12,000 dispensary applicants. Each 8-page application has a person's social security number, driver's license number, and full address, in addition to details like height, weight, and eye color. This was a glitch in the state's medical marijuana program portal on Nevada's government website, and it made all information on the thousands of applications accessible to the entire Internet. Security researcher Justin Schaefer first discovered the site's vulnerability, which allows anyone with either a legitimate application or the correct web address to access the PDFs. That's some scary stuff. Spokesperson told ZDNet that the website has been pulled offline to limit vulnerability. The added state government will be notifying its affected applicants in the next several days. Nevada, back in the year 2000, was among the first states to legalize medical marijuana, with uses limited to cancer patients and those with HIV and AIDS, as well as other chronic conditions. Now we have California, Massachusetts, Maine legalizing the drug for recreational purposes. So, your information leaked. This is something that we are going to continually hear about over and over and over again. And I was just talking about being naked in an operating room. You know, privacy as you know it is gone. Okay? Let's say you dye your hair. All right, remember we used to keep that quiet? Everybody knows to dye your hair. Let's say you use Just for Men for your beard. Okay, we know. I mean, you walk into a store, you buy the product, it gets rung up, everybody knows. Okay, when you're on your period, you're running in going, I need some Midol Stat. They know. There's just not a lot of privacy anymore. There just isn't. You know, in the olden days, when you would have a gynecological exam, you'd be standing, and doctor would be sitting next to you, and he would feel your ovaries and your uterus with gravity of you standing. You could be dressed. in a dress when this is happening. Later, then they went to lithotomy position where you're basically naked. You have a gown on you and your legs are out and open. All right, our privacy is fleeting. And now all our medical records or our applications can be very easily accessed online. And this is frustrating. This is very scary. All right. What was that porn website where all the information got leaked? So people who were on this, oh, it wasn't a porn site. It was a site where you could have a fling. And I guess some people's names showed up. And that will ruin marriages. That will ruin families. Some of you will say, well, Dahlia, good. If they're cheating on their wife, everybody should know. It's just, you know, you getting a pap smear, you having a mammogram result, suffering from a rectal abscess, that's not fair for the whole world to know. So we have a huge problem. We continually are seeing signs of hacks. People are hacking, or we have vulnerability with our information, and things are out there in the open, and we just don't have privacy anymore. So it's not a very, very easy thing for me to stomach, especially as everybody's going to electronic medical records. And let me tell you, these electronic medical records are really beautiful systems. I was checking out some of the systems. It is so nice. You know, you don't have to deal with your doctor's handwriting anymore. The prescription just gets sent with the push of a button. You know, it makes it so easy. But again, they are your medical records. It is on a computer. And, you know, hopefully it never gets hacked, but it can. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Two nurses and a nurse's aide at a Long Island nursing home have been arrested in the death of an 81-year-old patient. State prosecutors say the three failed to respond to alarms indicating that a patient had become disconnected from a ventilator at Holly Patterson Extended Care Facility in Uniondale. They said they heard the alarm on December 20th, but waited 9 minutes to respond. Are you kidding me? The registered nurses, C.G. Mulreggie of Smithtown, Aniyama Augustine of West Hempstead, and a nurse's aide, Martine Moreland of Freeport, were all arrested. Newsday reports that the three pleaded not guilty to charges of endangering the welfare of a vulnerability elderly person or an incompetent or physically disabled person and willful violation of health laws. So this is a developing story. We'll get you more information as we do. But that's ridiculous. You have three aides that heard the bell and the buzzer, and they're well trained to know if something's wrong. And a ventilator becoming disconnected, you will die within minutes. And if they waited 9 minutes to respond, obviously that was too much. You could start having brain damage immediately if you're 81 years old. So when you see something like this, you're like, come on, people, get a clue. You know, when I was younger in training, I would tell people, you know, keep the family member around. Because, you know, I would see a lot of the hospitals were understaffed. And, you know, just, you know, make sure you're there, you make sure you're watching, and then notify us if anything is going amiss. But when you're alone in that hospital room, you have to trust that nurse or that medical provider that's watching you. And if you're not being watched, I told you I was in labor with my first kid. Nobody was watching the monitor. There wasn't even a monitor in my room. It was broken. And I'm hearing the heart rate go down. And I'm trying to find him. And I'm like, guys, get in here, get in here. So my baby's heart rate went down to the 40s. And babies are supposed to be 160. So I was scared to death. And again, nobody was watching the monitor. And so it's frustrating. You have to be on top of things. Now, I also don't want you all paranoid going, look, I can't trust any hospital. I'm going to have to be the one performing the surgery. No, not entirely. But when you have people that are not following protocol and they're not watching buttons, et cetera, and it's very hard to sit with a family member on a ventilator for weeks. It's hard. But maybe with your family, take shifts, take turns. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so some of us like to go out to eat, and I used to wait tables. And you get a very different perspective on the restaurant and how it works when you work behind the scenes of a restaurant. And so I've told you guys many tricks that I noticed were being done that I wanted you to protect yourselves from. Like, for example, when you write in the tip, don't leave too much space between the dollar sign and the tip. So if you're leaving an $8 tip, you know, hug that dollar sign close to the 8, because somebody could stick a 1 in front of it and make it an $18 tip. You know, people sneeze. I never saw anybody drop food, okay, but we know what happens. People can cut themselves while using the big, huge saran wrap for the salad dressing. They could cut themselves and they could bleed into it. These are rare things that can happen. And so I'm very cognizant, and I've already warned you guys about some things to watch out for. My husband always says, never order fish at a steak restaurant. Okay, if you want steak, order steak, but don't order fish. Well, this is a very interesting study here. We have a, I guess there's a poll or a study that came out looking at thousands of responders of people who were restaurant workers. And they advise us not to do certain things that we expect to do. So, for example, okay, more than 15,000 people have viewed responses to answer to the question, are there any meals that should always be avoided at a restaurant menu? This is, again, a question and answer website, Quora. More than 2 dozen people claiming to be chefs, waiters, or culinary experts weighed in. They said, personally, if I'm more than 30 kilometers from the coast, I'll avoid ordering seafood. They also say they avoid ordering steak at a non-steakhouse. Sean writes, I'm spoiled and often get to go to high-end steakhouses for work. Unless I'm at a steakhouse, I'm most likely to be disappointed. I also tend to avoid seafood unless I'm at a place known for seafood or it's a higher-end place where I know they've sourced good, fresh seafood. That does not mean it has to be a seafood shack on the docks or a 3-Michelin-star restaurant. He says, but... another thing, don't get too smart with your order. Do not order seafood in the dessert. Yeah, that's another thing. If you have chefs that don't really know what the hell to do with their seafood, I don't eat seafood. So, yeah, let's leave the dessert out of it. Sean claims to be a trained chef and said, I also tend to avoid seafood unless I'm at a place known for seafood or is a higher-end place where I know they've sourced good, fresh seafood. Let me see what else they say. The special. I've been told you never order the special because it could be the food from the day before. Well, apparently there was one of the answers here said the same thing. A feature may have really, really good ingredients. So a feature on a menu usually is a good choice. And the chefs are going to want to be very proud of this feature. So they're going to make sure that it stands out and it's written about. But Janera Sullivan, who's a trained chef, says, one of my chef instructors in culinary school advised you should never order the special. He said that as a rule, the special is whatever old food they wanted to get rid of. All right, chicken. A lot of people will order the chicken breast, okay? Chicken breast is usually the most boring item on the menu. It's included for indecisive people who are hungry but don't like the taste of food. That's according to Eric Sustad. He spent 12 years waiting tables. Said chicken breast is usually the most boring on the menu, included for indecisive people. Every restaurant I've ever ordered grilled chicken has disappointed me. Yeah, I never order the grilled chicken. It's usually dry. If you're going to go to a restaurant, get something else. I could cook myself chicken at home. All right, so they say fish on Sunday. All right, everything depends on the restaurant. Certainly if it's a good restaurant with a good reputation, then everything will be okay to eat, one should believe. The only thing is if you buy fish on Sunday, it will not be fresh. So apparently you won't get fresh fish on a Sunday because the restaurant will usually buy their supply of fish for the weekend on Thursday or Friday. Now, anchovies. So they bring up anchovies. Anchovies I've never ordered because they stink, okay? But apparently they stink so much that the workers don't like it. This one person, Tim Gordon, said maybe once a week or so someone would order anchovies on their pizza, would open a can, use what was appropriate, then triple wrap the can in plastic and pitch it. Then we would sterilize absolutely everything involved in making that pizza except the oven itself. Inevitably, someone would walk in within a few minutes and declare loudly, it smells like cat food in here. You might like anchovies, but please be considerate of everyone else who will only smell canned cat food. All right, so they say, what about fish and chips? They say, like with pizzas, any restaurant that does not specialize will always produce poor quality fish and chips. They don't use a proper fryer, and the portions are not big enough. They said, unless at a specialist fish and chip restaurant, David Clayton advises not to order the fish and chips when dining out. Yeah, see, I don't like anything that was frozen that they might have to reheat, so that could also be happening. Now, other chefs have weighed in also. Chef Anthony Bourdain says fish is never served fresh at the start of the week. He also advises diners not to order hollandaise sauce at restaurants because it could be a haven of bacteria. If you have to order poached legs with smoked salmon, asparagus, or spinach, we have some bad news for you. He says that at brunch is the time when chefs can get away with serving their leftover bits and pieces from Friday and Saturday night dinner services. A staple of brunch is the classic Eggs Benedict or Eggs Royale. But Bourdain says the sauce has to be kept a certain temperature for it to be safe to eat. Bacteria love Hollandsdale, and nobody I know has ever made Hollandsdale to order. If you're not at a seafood restaurant or somewhere else where shellfish is one of their signature dish, they say avoid ordering oysters. Bad oysters can make you seriously ill, so you want to make sure the eatery that's serving them from sourced fresh from their supplier. Fish on Monday. And the other article said don't eat it on Sunday. Now they're saying on Monday. Most restaurants order in their fish on a Thursday, so by Monday, it's about 4 or 5 days old. Fish declines in quality rapidly after it's been caught and needs to be eaten as fresh as possible. In his book, Chef Bourdain says, I never order fish on Monday unless I'm eating at a four-star restaurant where I know they are buying their fish directly from the source. What about Wagyu and Kobe beef? This is the world's most expensive meat because of the fat marbling. And it's served in small portions, all right, because you just don't want to ground it up at like burger meat, okay? But they say if you see a burger advertised as being made with Kobe beef, the restaurant may be lying to you and using the name to hike up prices. Most chefs would not take a Kobe beef steak and grind it down to ground round. Okay, again, they say no chicken. Chicken is very difficult to be flavorful and moist and stand out. Dishes are uninspired. You aren't going to like it. And seafood, you want to be on the coast if you're going to eat seafood. The further inland, the longer the fish are going to take to reach the eatery and the longer that they have been frozen. Many times what happens is as soon as they get the fish, they fresh freeze it, so it tries to stay as fresh as possible. And then beef well done. Never order steak well done. Saving for well done is a time-honored tradition, they say, but the chef finds a tough, slightly skanky end cut of sirloin that's been pushed to the back of the pile. Can he throw it out, or can he use it for save well done? So there may be containers of well done meat that was too well done to serve that you're going to get. Okay? Let me see here. They say one way to anger your waiters is to order off a menu and ask for too many substitutions. That's right. When I waited tables, I didn't like to write down the order, so I would keep it all in my memory. And once somebody said, well, what I want you to do is swap the pepper with this and do this and have this on the side and this on the side, now I don't have it memorized, whereas I could have easily said this, 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 and this. So you don't want to tick anybody off. Trust me. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I want to write this one person back because it looks like she's looking for a job pretty seriously. She gave us her initials, M.D., M. dot D. dot. All right. She says, many of the small doctor's offices have closed down in my neck of the woods, so I've been job hunting. She goes, I'm 50, previously worked for a company for 10 years. I'm black, overweight, but just slightly. I'm not obese. And I have been turned down by jobs left and right. I don't speak Spanish, although I can say some words as our receptionists do. So she kind of goes into talking about her qualifications, and she's a little nervous about not being able to take a job. She wants to know, is it because she's black? Is it because she doesn't speak Spanish? Is it because she's overweight? And that, I think it is so frightening that in this day and age, okay, with all the progress that we made with employer-employee relations, that, you know, we have somebody here that is trying to figure out what is it about her that's not making her hireable and not making her employable. Okay, because she didn't get fired from her last job. These jobs got closed down. I understand I'm only getting one side of the story. Maybe she did get caught stealing, or maybe she told a customer to, you know, go to hell, and the boss fired her, and she's not putting that on her application. We had a nurse steal from us. And when I had, before I had hired her, I asked about her references, and when I called, somebody picked up the phone and said, oh, hold on a second. Okay, well, I'm waiting for a reference. The person came back and said, hire her. You will love her. Hire her. I'm like, wow. Well, that's a great reference. Well, the reason why they said that is they didn't want to pay for the unemployment anymore. So sometimes you got to be careful with some of these references. But if M is exactly what she said, you know, doctor's offices closed down, people are going towards the more bigger hospitals, etc., that could be an issue. She's 50 years old. She wants to know, is that her age? I personally, as a medical provider, when I hired, I didn't want the 19, 20-year-olds that, you know, were wet behind the ears. I wanted somebody who was in the healthcare system, understood it, knew the pre to post and the changes. So I don't think it's an age issue. It could be, but it shouldn't be. Being black, shouldn't be. Being overweight, obese, you're not obese, but being overweight. You know, we talked about this with employers where none of this should be. There's people that are hired left and right, no matter what they look like or their race or creed, gender, etc. But if, let's say, you're applying for Hooters and you don't have the look that they like, you may not get hired. Okay, you aren't supposed to discriminate based on sex and gender and disability, etc. But if a company wants a look, they can hire that look. You know, just like the Thunder Down Under guys. You know, they have to look a certain way. So I don't know if it's that. I really, really, really am, though, focusing on the I don't speak Spanish part. So basically, she's been turned down left and right. She's 50 years old, black, female, slightly overweight, but she doesn't speak Spanish except for a few choice words, you know, up at the receptionist table. All right? This is exactly what I've been talking to you about, how things are changing. Okay, as we have more of a Hispanic population here in the United States, okay, we need to accommodate by speaking Spanish. Now, you know, I understand, you know, my father was an immigrant. He had to learn the language. I don't think he ever fully mastered it. He really knew the cuss words well. But, and for the most part, I'm noticing a lot of people, they are learning the language. But doctor's offices or any medical office, hospital, etc., will have to have Spanish-speaking staff there. And so if you are not only an RN or an LPN or an MA or a physician assistant or a nurse practitioner or a doctor, and you also have Spanish under your belt, you are going to probably be more inclined to get hired. And we've talked about this, not being able to speak a language, you know, it doesn't fall under the discriminatory laws. Okay, you know, so if you don't speak Spanish, that's a skill they want. Just like we need to know that you could do Excel. We need to know that you know how to operate Microsoft Word or practice Fusion electronic medical records. They get around the discrimination bias of not hiring a black or a white or a person by, you know, are you bilingual in Spanish? Now, should those of you that don't speak Spanish and are having trouble finding a job try to learn how to speak Spanish? My answer to that is absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. First, most countries, people are already speaking two languages. English is one of them, plus their home country. And in England, their English is way harder than any of us. So already, you know, many, you know, having multiple fluencies in languages will always make you stand out. Okay? Number two is, it's not that hard to learn. There's a lot of words you already know. Asthma, diabetes, cancer. Asthma, diabetes, and cancer. Presión for pressure. Presión alta, high blood pressure. Sangre, you know when you drink sangria? Sangre is blood. You know how to say felicidades, you know, kind of like congratulations. You know how to say hola, you know. There's a lot of words you know. And there's a lot of crash courses that you could take. Now, I understand one of you had written me a while back that employers are only going to hire somebody who is authentically fluent. Well, I am telling you right now, I've had nurses where I would bring them in and they're like, yeah, I don't understand that word either. I don't understand what they're saying. So then I would rephrase the question. They would rephrase the question, then we would get it. Because remember, there's a lot of different dialects. Dominican, Eastern Mexican, Western Mexican, Castilian, Puerto Rican, there's Cuban. There's different dialects and different words being used. And so, you know, you may not have somebody 1,000% fluent as it is, but you showing that you've trained in Spanish is smart. Now, I've developed a very small course that's supposed to help a lot in the medical field. It's called LearnHealthSpanish.com. Go and check it out, and if you use code DDW, you get a discount. But we are a bilingual, multilingual country. We are. Even if people say English is our main language, we are surrounded by people that speak Spanish. And if you want to communicate, and if you want to bond, if you want to connect, and if you want to work with them, you need to speak. All right, and it's hard, especially Emma over here. She's 50 years old. Okay, you know, you could still learn. Okay, trust me. I'm right behind you. Being in your 50s does not mean you can't learn, but you need to have some level of fluency. Okay, what they want to know when they're hiring is if they have 5 or 6 people, and 2 call out sick, are the remaining 3 people all hands on deck? Or is one going to have to say, can't use me? Nope, can't use me. You know, you want to let them know that no matter what, you are all hands on deck. Maybe you need to use Google Translate. Now, there may be some light at the end of the tunnel later. There may be a bright future in terms of our smartphones may be able to help us translate. Where I speak into the phone, it reads out the German or the French. Then that person speaks French to my phone, and it tells me in English. So I believe these Google Translate type apps are going to be a thing of the future. But, you know, learn another language. It doesn't hurt. It's fun. And then at least on your job, you could say some medical fluency. All right? Of course, the way you look does make a difference. If somebody is choosing somebody that looks like they're very, very athletic and active versus somebody who's overweight, they may take that more athletic-looking person because, you know, they might have had somebody else that was not as eager to jump in. Let's say you look like an ex-wife. You're done. It doesn't matter how good a worker you are. So it's different strokes for different folks. But if you are being turned down for jobs left and right and you've been in the industry for years, That's not right. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.